We are in the third week in the series sermon, Who Are We? In the first week, we talked about we are God's children. In the last week, we talked about we are God's witness. The identity of God's children is given to us. The Bible says God gave the right to become children of God to those who received him and believed in his name. John chapter 1, verse 12. So it is given to us. I am a son of my father, and being a son of my father was not my choice. I didn't choose that, oh, this man is a good man, so I'm going to be his son. I didn't choose it, right? I just born in his fatherhood. So it is the same that we are born as God's children by receiving Jesus Christ and believing in his name. So no one can change this identity. Even if we might think sometimes like that, I sin against God, I don't follow God's directions, so I am not belonging to God anymore. No, no, no. God never gives you up. He is waiting for his lost children coming back, as we saw Luke chapter 15. That is what we talked in the first week. And the second identity last we said was we are God's witness. And God's witness is an invitation from God. God wants us to be his witness, as we read Isaiah chapter 43 last week. God asked us to stand before other nations to testify who God is and what God has done for us. I told you that it should be our choice to be God's witness. In order to be God's witness, we should experience God in our daily lives. How? We have to read the Bible. We have to pray to God. That's what he said. I'm not a fan of using the word have to or must, but I use this word because it is not negotiable. Because the Bible is the word of God, and praying is the way to communicate with God. So, being a witness of God is not given to us naturally, but it should be our choice by being humble before God. That's what we talked last Sunday. The Bible. Have you ever read the Bible for this last week? We have to open our Bible. We have to read the Bible because the Bible is the word of God. It's not a word of any persons, but this is word of God. We have to pray to God because that is the way to communicate with God. So by reading the Bible and praying to God, we can experience God, and that is the only way to be his witness in our lives. That is what we talked last Sunday. And today, we are going to talk about freedom in love. I want you to see the title of today's sermon carefully. It says, we are free people to everything in love. Well, if I said we are free to everything without the word in love, it would be more like self-indulgence. The faith in God gives us freedom because we are all saved by our faith in Jesus Christ. We are free because of the gospel which is given to us. Nothing can bind us. Even death cannot bind us. We are even free to death because we receive the eternal life already by Jesus Christ. That's why we are free. Gospel itself is a freedom. However, as well as we are free because of the gospel, there is law which was given to us by God. Because of the law, we might think we must do or complete religious obligation or religious duties. As you see, the Israelites, they have 613 laws after they got out of Egypt. They have to follow all each laws, right? Let's talk about the law and love according to today's text. 1 Corinthians chapter 8. In the scripture today we read, Apostle Paul responded to the question. Actually, chapter 8 is about answer to the questions that whether Christians living in Corinth, Corinth is the name of the regions, that's why we call it Corinthians, the Christians living in Corinth raised the questions about food. Because in Corinth was a place of idolatry. The people living in the Corinth, the Corinthian people, not Christians, the native Corinth, they are idolatry people. They worship idols. So there was a question from the Christian living in Corinth, because Corinthian people bring the food which was used for the idols to the Christians, their neighbors, to eat together. They invite Christians to eat together. But the problem is the food was used in the idols' altars. So the Christians living in Corinth ask the question, can you eat that food or not? Because we know that this food was used in their idolatry. So Apostle Paul answered that question, and the answer is chapter 8. And Paul answered to that questions, but he started in comparing between knowledge and love. Knowledge and love. In verse 2, Paul says, knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. Well, it is so powerful, isn't it? So what I understand in this verse is like that. Knowledge puffs up means knowledge makes me highlight. Knowledge makes me shine. You know, knowledge pops up. I know I'm a doctor. I know about the law. I'm a lawyer. I know about that system. I've been there for 30 years. I have experience about it because I know that knowledge pops up. Knowledge makes me shine, highlight. Wow, I know. Knowledge makes other people envy me. But love builds up, which means love makes others shine. Love makes others highlight. I love Trace. You have viewed musical talent. Wow, I love you means I make him highlight and shine. Sean, you have a passion for children. Wow, I don't have that kind of passion. I love you, brother. Highlight him, shine him. Knowledge puffs up, love builds up. I'll talk about this verse more later. But now, and Paul moved to the question back, the sacrifice food to idol. The question, can you eat or not? Paul's answer was simple. What he meant was like that. Hey, there is no other gods but only God. So there is no other God which can be replaced for our God. There is only one God, capital G, okay? There is only one God, our God. Nothing else. So food which was sacrificed to idols is nothing. It's nothing. Well, if I may say more simply, it would be like that. It would be like that. Yes, you can eat it because there is no other gods but only God. What is the issue of God? Or what is the issue of food? It is nothing. It's nothing. You are free to eat it because we are free people in God. Well, my dear sisters and brothers in Christ, if I stopped here, it would be a problem. So I will keep continuing with verse 9. Verse 9, Paul says, be careful, however, be careful, however, that the exercise of your freedom does not become a stumbling block to the weak. Yes, you can eat the food used for the idolatry because there is no other gods, but only one God. However, you cannot be a stumbling block to others because of your freedom to eat that food. Can you see what he meant? I don't know. Let's talk about it more. We are all different, right? We are all different. Even the twins are different, right? I'm sure husband and wife, they are different. Totally different. Me and my wife, we are all different, really. She's more precisely very, you know, detailed person. I'm not that kind of person. So when we sit down together and plan for the, you know, trip, you know, she just sit down and plan like hour by hour, you know, something like that. I just let her do that because I don't follow that one, you know. I just follow my gut, you know, just go and do. We are all different. No one is the same, right? Everybody has different personalities. Some people are good at physical activities and some are not. Some are good at study, some are not. Some are good, some are, you know, some people have very kinds of emotional, you know, abilities so they can understand other people's difficulties, but some are not sympathetic too much. We are all different, just like that. I'm not talking about our race. I'm not talking about our culture. But even in the same culture, in the same race, we are all totally different, right? However, there is only one rule, R-U-L-E, among us, even we are all different. According to the Bible, especially according to today's scripture, the rule is love. Even my wife is totally different from me, but that's not the reason that I hate her, but I love her more, right? Because I'm following the love principle. There's only one rule in our lives, that is love. I know, I have a knowledge that I can eat that food presented by the pagan people who practice idolatry because there is no other gods but only God. That's why the food presented to the idols, we can eat it because there is no idols, there is no gods, only one God. That's why even they practice the idolatry, the food, we can eat it. I know that. I have knowledge for that because I'm free. I'm a free man to eat that one. I can eat it. But I'm not going to eat it because I love other people. Simply speaking, what Paul says is, I don't eat it because somebody looking at me that, oh, Pastor Eugene is eat that food? Oh my God. If the weak, W-E-A-K, if the weak means not the strong faith yet, or not the knowing about the principle of the gospel. If the weak saw that a pastor Eugene eating that food, how could the pastor eat that one? Oh my God, Pastor Eugene become my stumbling block. I don't know that if I keep going to the church, I don't know if I keep believing in God because Pastor Eugene eat that food, the pagan food, idolatry food. I'm not going to follow Pastor Eugene. I'm not going to go to church. It's a possibility, right? That's why I don't eat that food. Why? Because I love them more than what I know. I don't follow my knowledge, but I follow the love. Well, radically speaking, let's talk about it like that. Well, I didn't write on my transcript here, but I'm a free man that I can go wherever I want. But I don't go someplace that I should not go. Well, you can imagine where it is, right? Because I am free and I'm a free man to go wherever I want, but I don't go someplace because I love my wife. Right? I don't go someplace, even I have a freedom to go, because I love you. You see? I know that I can go wherever I want, but I don't go because my kids. If they know that I go there, I will be maybe stumbling block for them. I have a freedom, but I don't practice my freedom in that way because love builds up. Knowledge that I know that I have a freedom can puff up. You know what the Bible says? We have only one principle, only one rule in our life. That is love. You know, we may see some religious people around us, religious people. Not only Christians, but also there are very good religious people in Islam, in Buddhism, and in Hinduism and other religions. All religions have certain rules and laws that people should follow. Well, I have a couple of friends in Korea who are Buddhist. They are really religious, sincere Buddhist, you know, friends. They go to temple and they worship their God, you know. Very religious. They follow the rules, they follow the law, right? And also, we have many religious people around here, right? But to be honest with you, I'm not a religious person. Well, but I want to say that I am a gospelized person. Well, please do not misunderstand me. I don't mean to reproach or renounce the religious people at all. But I would like to emphasize the freedom that we may experience in love and in truth. You know, religious people follow the law and religious regulations, but the true Christians follow the love and truth. Religious people set the law as their life standard, but the true Christian set the love as their life standard. Religious people can do anything if it is not against the law, but the true Christians can give up their freedom because of love for others. Even we are free to everything, but we are not free for love. Let's look at Jesus Christ. Let's look at what he has done. Of course, Jesus was free. He had a freedom not to hang on the cross. Jesus could do whatever he wanted to do. Jesus could do whatever he wanted to do. Even the people mocked him when he was on the cross. Hey, come down. If you are the really Son of God, come down. Why are you hanging on there? Come down. Show me the power. Come down. He could do it. He could do it because he has freedom, right? But he didn't practice his freedom. He didn't come down from the cross because he loved us. Do you see? Love builds up while knowledge puffs up. Well, you know, many people think that God is looking for ability. So some people have very good ability and God is using them, you know, from, you know, ability. But you know what? When I pray, I got to know that God's looking for not ability, but God's looking for availability. Are you available for other people? Are you available to give up your freedom because of the love for other people? Availability. Are you available to visit our church members who are in hospital? Are you available to visit who are sick, who are in trouble? Or are you able to make something, money or whatever, reputations? God's looking for availability, the love. I have knowledge eating any food, doing anything I want. But knowledge puffs up only. But love builds up. Knowledge is about me. Knowledge is about me. Make me highlight me, me, me. But love is about others. As we are true Christians, we are free people to everything, but only in love. So I delightfully give up what I can do because of other people. Who are we? We are free people to everything in love. There is nothing can bind us, but we are following love. That is our identity. That is who we are. We are following love. We are not following knowledge. We are not following what we know, but we are only following love. That is who we are. That is what Christian is. So, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, our identity as free people will be more obvious and vivid in our action in love, in our choice in love, in our life in love. Because without love, we cannot find our true identity. The good news proclaims that we are free because of the love of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, we are free people in love. So, whenever we practice love of Jesus Christ, our identity as a free people will be prominent more and more, will be obvious, will be vivid. We are God's children as we accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior. We are God's witness as we decide to walk with God by reading the Bible and praying to God. We are free people to everything in love as we practice the love of Christ, which is given to us in our daily life. We are free. We are free, but in love only. In love. We have to build up each other. Here in Pleasant Valley congregations, some people are strong, some people are weak, if I'm following the biblical expressions. Some people are strong, some people are weak. Maybe some people are strong, some people are weak here, right? Strong people, knowledgeable people, the people who know about the Bible, people who know about the book of discipline or whatever, people who know about the system of the church, we have to act in love for the weak. You know, we have children here come up, and Linda gave us great message for children, right? Just guess the children. We don't do something bad for our children, right? Why? Because we love them. We love them, right? Love should be our rule that we have to follow. Choice. Food. Can I eat or not? Because this is used in the idolatry. Well, maybe some of you say, I'm a strong person. I know that there is no other God, so I can eat it. I have a freedom, so I will eat it. That's true. That's right. But do not eat for those who are weak around you, because that knowledge can be a stumbling block to other people. That's why our principle is not knowledge. Our principle to live in the world is the love. That's who we are. We are free. We are free in love. Only in love. Let us pray. Lord God, you give us eternal freedom through our Lord Jesus Christ. So we are free people in you, Lord. Let us be free in your spirit. We want to be available for other people rather than able for ourselves. We want to follow the love, the sacrifice you showed us on the cross, rather than follow our own desire. Help us to be free in love, Lord, so that people may know we are free people in love. I ask you, Holy Spirit, to be with us always, to strengthen us to be free in love. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.